NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Now with the news, Russ Ward.
U.S. authorities in Saigon have reported a Viet Cong massacre in the Mekong Delta in which more than 100 South Vietnamese men, women, and children were killed or wounded. According to the announcement, the massacre occurred late Monday night, but word of it did not reach Saigon until today. A U.S. spokesman said about 60 Viet Cong rushed into the village 75 miles southwest of Saigon, firing Russian-made rifles and tossing grenades into bamboo huts. The village then was set afire. Nearly 50 civilians and South Vietnamese militiamen were killed, more than 50 wounded. Lee Duc Tho, one of the top men in the North Vietnamese peace delegation, arrived in Paris today from Moscow, saying the United States is to blame for the delay in the peace talks. Tho also accused the U.S. of inventing stories about communist violations in the demilitarized zone. More shooting was reported in the zone today. More news after this from the RCIA.
The RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association, which broadcasts on Monitor every weekend to inform you about the collective bargaining achievements of its local unions on behalf of its nearly 600,000 members, wants to take this opportunity to urge all Monitor listeners to give every cooperation to the November March Against Muscular Dystrophy. The goals toward which the RCIA strives involve its members in all community activities as a part of their active and busy lives. But words like active and busy hold little meaning for the tens of thousands of youngsters caught hopelessly in the grip of muscular dystrophy, a crippling, ultimately fatal disease that destroys the voluntary muscles. Their only hope is that a cure will be found through scientific research, giving them the promise of full and happy lives. You can help scientists find the cure by giving all you can to the Jerry Lewis volunteers who will call on you. This message was brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, Russ Ward.
President de Gaulle is meeting with the French cabinet today on two questions vital to the French economy: how much the franc is to be devalued and what austerity measures are to be imposed to further stabilize the franc. The devaluation reportedly was decided upon this week at a meeting in Bonn of finance ministers from the major industrial nations of the West. In New York today, it was announced that Julie Nixon and David Eisenhower will be married December 22nd. The story from Herbert Kaplow, NBC News, with the Nixon party in New York.
Plans have just been announced here for the wedding of Julie Nixon to David Eisenhower, the time 4 p.m. December 22nd in New York's Marble Collegiate Church with the Reverend Norman Vincent Peale presiding. There will then be a reception in New York's Plaza Hotel with some 450 guests. Miss Nixon is 20 years old, a sophomore at Smith College. David Eisenhower, grandson of the former president, is 21 and a junior at Amherst. The schools are about 10 miles apart. Both people will continue attending them. They'll live in an apartment in Northampton, where Smith is located. A Nixon spokesman explained the couple didn't want a wedding after the bride's father became president because they didn't want their wedding to be a state occasion. They wanted this to be a very private occasion. So once again, the wedding of Julie Nixon to David Eisenhower, December 22nd, in New York's Marble Collegiate Church. Herbert Kaplow, NBC News, at Nixon headquarters in New York.
Rescue crews at Mannington, West Virginia, are drilling holes into the burning coal mine where 78 men have been trapped since Wednesday morning. The holes will be used to test the air in the mine and to send signals to the trapped men. It is unknown whether they are still alive. More in a moment.
Regular and King.
Pleasure is a Chesterfield.
They satisfy. Always have.
The Soviet Union, through the news agency TASS, today accused the North Atlantic Treaty Organization of trying to create new international tensions. Russia said appropriate measures would be taken to protect the communist world against the NATO bloc. Moscow claimed what it called an irrefutable right to maintain a naval fleet in the Mediterranean. East Germany's Communist Party newspaper said today any West German military move against the East would lead to an immediate world nuclear conflict. Israel has imposed a strict curfew on the Arab sector of Jerusalem and is conducting a house-to-house search in that sector looking for the Arab terrorist responsible for a bomb explosion yesterday that claimed the lives of 12 persons. Again, the hour's top story, a U.S. spokesman in Saigon has reported a Viet Cong massacre in the Mekong Delta in which more than 100 South Vietnamese were killed or wounded. Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when it is Chesterfield's pleasure to bring you NBC Monitor News. On Monitor, a taste of honey specially flavored by the Baroque Brass.
Everywhere I've looked at the clouds that way.
was Judy Collins. And did she sing something about not knowing what life was about? Well, listen closely, Judy, and find out.
America is a country of heroes. But how about these? Joseph Sank, Benjamin Banneker, Crispus Attucks. You probably never heard of them. They were Negroes, and our history books have often failed to explore the important part Negroes played in American history. Life magazine this week begins a four-part report on Negro history, The Search for a Black Past. Part one of the Life series is a 17-page portfolio on the period from the Revolution to the Civil War. And as usual, Life keeps its eye on today. There's a story on a West German millionaire accused of spying for communist East Germany, and a revealing report on a theater critic who took off all his clothes while watching a play because he thought it was expected. The expected, the unexpected, the unexplored. All in Life this week. All in the magazine that works to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas.
And now, Savings and Loan Associations, the people who finance well over half the homes in America, present Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage, star performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls around the world. In a few moments, Shelley Berman.
Save where your money earns. Save where your money earns. Save where your money earns money faster. Save at your savings and loan. Where you save does make the difference. Save at your savings and loan.
Save up.
Save up.
Save now and
save it.
Over the years, savings and loan associations have paid higher returns on savings than any other type of financial institution. Over $5 billion in interest this year alone, paid to over 43 million Americans. We hope you were one of them.
Where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings and loan.
Shelley Berman, as he appeared recently before the members of the Savings and Loan Association at Miami's Convention Hall.
Oh, hello, Dr. Albert. Doctor, I'm terribly sorry to bother you in the middle of the night like this, Doctor. See, I don't know any doctors around here. I'm from out of town. Yeah, 4 o'clock. And I looked you up. No, a.m. I looked you up in the phone book. See, I don't know a single doctor in the area. I'm a traveling salesman. I'm over here at the Wickersham Motel, see? And I, four. I cut my finger here a few minutes ago. It's a pretty bad cut. And I just wonder if you could run over here and take a look at it. Well, yes, I can call you at 10, but I mean, do you think I can hold out till then? Now, what do you think I should do in the meantime? You think that'll work? No, I'm not disputing you. I'm just wondering what effect 2 aspirin would have upon excessive bleeding is all that. Well, forgive my ignorance, doctor. I'm a layman. I don't know these things, but do I swallow the aspirin or do I put them on the cot? No, no, I'm not trying to be funny, doctor. I really mean that. I just don't know where to put the aspirin. I mean, I really need some help, you know. Well, all right, doctor. I'll give you a call at 10, and I'll just take the aspirin the best way I see fit. You're very kind. Thank you very much. 1, 2. That's gangrene. I know gangrene when I see gangrene. That's definitely gangrene. Hello, Dr. Carl. Doctor, I'm terribly sorry to bother you, sir, in the middle of the night. Please believe me when I say this, but 2 aspirin, I haven't told you what's wrong with me. Wouldn't you like to take a few guesses just for kicks, Doc? Oh, you forgot something. Don't you want me to call you at 10? I don't know. I just felt it inside. Doctor, I notice in the phone book you have a partner. Could he help? Yeah, well, don't gynecologists treat cut fingers? You know, I know he's a woman specialist, but does he have to look at the rest of me? I mean, can't he just treat my finger and ignore my body? I'll make a deal with him. He can stand outside. I'll slide my hand out through the door. How's that? And I have these very dainty fingers. I wouldn't upset his psyche. Well, the truth, my hands are kind of feminine. No, huh? All right. Yes, I'll call you at 10. I'll be happy to call you at 10. In the meantime, do I swallow them? Thank you very much. You're very kind. 1, 2. I'm just going to lie down someplace and write goodbye notes to my friends. Hello, Dr. Frank. Doctor, I'm terribly sorry to bother you, but I am desperate. I can't get an MD, and I've got a very bad cut on my finger. Now, I look you up in the phone book, sir. I see that you're a veterinarian. And I'm just, you know, wondering with your knowledge of medicine if you couldn't help people, too. Well, it's on the first finger of my left hand. All right, you want to put it that way, sir. My left forepaw. Now, what do you think I should do? Lick it? You really think that'll help? What else? Don't walk on it, doctor. No. No, I don't think I made myself clear. You see, I'm an erect vertebrate. I go up and down on every walk. Well, can we stay away from aspirin for a bit, Doc? You know, I've taken an awful lot, and I don't know if I'm going at it the right way. All right, I'll mash him in my food. Thank you very much.
Shelley Berman and Monitor on Stage has been brought to you by the Savings and Loan Associations, serving America.
Save where your money earns money faster. Save at your savings and loan.
Savings and Loan Associations have been selected by over 1 million teenagers as the place to save for their futures.
Where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings and loan.
Where you save does make a difference.
Yeah, boom, boom. 17 and a half minutes after the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
I have an island for you, an unheard of island where you can see Hindus and dotis dance the moon dance on the lip of a Caribbean lagoon. An island where, from tidy Victorian lawns, you can watch hot pink flamingos fly into the sinking sun. An unheard of island of carnival whose calypso pulse throbs endlessly down the mountains, across cane fields and rice paddies, along sandy beaches and into the sea itself. An island where children play soccer and rugby on Queen's Park Savannah while moments away monkeys, agoutis and ocelots scamper through jungles of cocoa and bamboo. An unheard of island called Trinidad. I know an airline that will fly you here. BWIA. Call your travel man or BWIA and come to an unheard of island this winter on BWIA, the unheard of airline.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
We receive many warnings in our life, and sometimes they can save our life.
There are life preservers with an easy reach of each seat. But you can't.
Tommy, you shouldn't touch those.
Hey, Dad, did you see this on the pack? It says, caution, cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health.
This message was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
Gene Rayburn once again, Monitor Music presents a first. First time in this country for the Mary Hopkin hit, Those Were the Days, sung in French. That's right, French. When a song is a big hit, the artist often records it in other languages as well as English, and we put the familiar English one together with a new French so you can enjoy the contrast. Listen, my friends, or as they say, écoutez mes amis. Too much money is being expended on high school sports to the benefit of a relatively few students. Hear a strong opinion on this subject in a minute, reported by Joe Garagiola in Monitor Sports, brought to you by the Associates Finance Companies.
Say, do you have big plans for the Thanksgiving holiday? Like maybe a trip back home? Or a family get-together? Or maybe getting a head start on your Christmas shopping? You know, if your holiday plans are bigger than your budget, you've still got time to see the folks at Associates Finance. Chances are, they can loan you the money you need to take care of any financial problem, holiday or otherwise. And if you call or stop in early next week, there'll still be plenty of time to get the money you need before the weekend begins. Associates Finance offices are located all over the country, and there's one within easy driving distance of you. It's listed in the yellow pages. So, if you need money for the holidays, or for any good reason, talk turkey with the folks at Associates Finance. Associates. Nice people with money to loan you. For a lot of you people listening in, today's schedule includes a high school football game. We've reached the stage in the season where it might very well be the big game, the one against the most important of the school's rivals. If you belong to that group, then chances are that high school football is a big thing in your life. Personally, I go along with that. But I also recognize that there are people who don't feel that way. One of them is Mrs. Sarah Mitchell, a member of the Atlanta, Georgia Board of Education. Earlier this year, I got a letter from Mrs. Mitchell, and in it, she enclosed a copy of an article she had written on the subject. It's obvious that her primary complaint about high school football is the expense that's involved. In her article, written in 1963, Mrs. Mitchell says that Atlanta's high school football program cost the taxpayers of the city $400,000. Here's one of the points that she makes, and I'm quoting. What upsets me most in our current school budget, I think, is a startling appropriation of $32,500 for athletic awards. This is a lot of money to pay for letters and sweaters, jackets, blankets, gold basketballs, footballs and baseballs, medals and trophies that we present our players. We certainly do a better job of rewarding brawn than brains. Compared to the $32,000 for recognition of athletes, the 1963 budget sets up only a meager $12,500 for academic awards, and this includes the cost of all commencement exercises, diplomas, certificates, rentals of loudspeakers, temporary stages, special lighting, exhibits, music festivals, and, you might add in the fine print, scholastic awards, which are pitifully few. That was Mrs. Mitchell's quote. And in the same article, Mrs. Mitchell says, is turning out qualified athletes really our job? True athletic scholarships are helpful to parents and to students, giving some boys a chance to get an education who might not be able to otherwise. But does this money have to be available only to athletes? After all, they are scholarships, not football ships or basketball ships. Personally, I'm a believer in high school athletics, but I still recognize that they are coming in for criticism in certain areas, and that some of it is justified. The time is coming when the people in charge are going to have to be ready with some answers. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
You'll be hearing Joe again throughout the Monitor weekend. Here's something else to make a note of. There'll be a special one-hour TV show titled On Parade, preceding the exciting annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade to be shown on NBC television. And Joe Garagiola will be the host for this special. It'll start at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. That's this Thursday on NBC TV.
Miss June Francis, internationally distinguished fashion designer. Miss Francis, what ideas are you thinking about?
I'm deciding on what to serve at a dinner party I'm giving for some European designer friends.
Have you decided on a wine yet?
Virginia Dare. Several of my French friends have said they think it's as good as the best of their wine.
Fashion designer June Francis, another interesting person who chooses Virginia Dare wine. Produced by the Virginia Dare Wine Company, Canandaigua, New York.
So if you could make a long-distance call to a zoo and take advantage of the new low interstate rates on Saturday, which animal would you call?
An elephant.
You'd call an elephant?
Sure.
Is there anything in particular you'd say to him?
I could say, well, hello, Mr. Elephant. I know it's ridiculous talking to you, but I get a cheap rate.
Long distance is the next best thing to be there.
On Saturday.
On Saturday.
The cheapest distance.
The cheapest distance.
Between two points.
Between two points.
The long distance line.
The long distance line.
The bell system.
The bell system.
There's a new one from the Baja Marimba Band, Flying High, and it's Time Out Time for Monitor, your weekend companion coast to coast on NBC. In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, we're with you on K-E-L-O. Gene Rayburn back shortly. Don't go.
Howdy, folks. This is Henry Gibson saying, please stay tuned to Monitor. It's a nice show, and I'll be on it later today. Thank you.
Where are you going, Liza?
Don't bother me, Glenn.
I'm meeting my mom for dinner at Wetson's.
We're gonna have some Wetson's southern fried chicken and some Wetson's hamburgers and some strawberry Wetson's thick shakes.
Liza!
What?
Guess who's coming to dinner?
In Lodi, New Jersey, there's a Wetson's on Essex Street at the junction of Route 17. In the Bronx, New York, Wetson's is located on Boston Post Road between Eastchester and Baychester Avenues. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
That's why you'll find more music, more news, more weather, more traffic reports on my morning show. Right here on WNBC Radio 66, New York. That's big thinking.
What happens at noon? Gerhardt, weekdays, noon to 3, on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. It's 11:30, 50 degrees in New York and sunny. Announcement was made in Manhattan this morning that Julie Nixon and David Eisenhower will be married December 22nd at Marble Collegiate Church. The Reverend Norman Vincent Peale will perform the afternoon ceremony at the church at 29th Street and 5th Avenue. The 20-year-old daughter of President-elect Richard Nixon and the grandson of former President Eisenhower have known each other since the days when Mr. Nixon served as vice president under General Eisenhower. No progress has been reported in talks aimed at ending the six-day strike of state hospital workers in New York City. The workers threatened to spread the strike to upstate mental hospitals unless their demand for an election to determine union recognition is met. A 60-year-old East Village store owner was stabbed to death last night when he resisted a 19-year-old would-be robber. The liquor store owner, Thaddeus Busco, shot and killed the robber after being stabbed in the chest and stomach. Police identified the holdup man as 19-year-old John Jones of East 10th Street in Manhattan. Well, Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis is remaining in seclusion today in the country home she rents in Peapack, New Jersey. Her husband, Aristotle, arrived in New York by plane last night from Paris.
New York City's 1,120,000 school children begin working overtime Monday to make up for classes missed during the lengthy teacher strike. School Superintendent Bernard Donovan says pupils will attend school for an extra 45 minutes each day. The forecast, sunny and mild this afternoon with a highest of 55 to 60. Cloudy tonight, lowest in the mid-40s. Sunday, continued mild with a highest of 55 to 60. It's now 50 degrees in New York and sunny. This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. Now back to Monitor.
Gene Rayburn with Monitor 68, and when we say you'll hear the newest music on Monitor, it's not just promises, promises. Wait a minute. It is promises, promises. Played in the new instrumental, Derek and Ray Way. People thankful this holiday season and in the year ahead. Your one gift to your local United campaign will go a long way towards realizing this aim. Health programs, clinics, visiting nurse services, and medical research are some of the ways your money will be put to work. So give your fair share the United way.
Now we've got the winners and how Lincoln Mercury leads the way. We've got our all-new Montego this year. Nothing comes near. Stand up and cheer a winner.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way for 1969 with the beautiful new Mercury Montego, the winning intermediate from the makers of the Lincoln Continental. Montego.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Montego, with the look that makes an automobile truly beautiful. See all the winning new Mercury Montegos at your Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Montego is here, drive a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad brought to you by new Extra Strength Ultra Bright Toothpaste. The financial crisis threatening France is affected by some of the economic developments in West Germany. A report in 1 minute from Bill Brown, NBC News, Berlin.
In the dating game, I was a bench warmer. Though I tried to make the team with all my might. But now my hitting streak is getting longer since I traded in my slump for Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now I've been out every night with a different girl since Ultra Bright. My life's an ultra whirl. My dating slump is gone. Believe me, it's for real. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste dazzles your taste, dazzles your teeth, dazzles your breath. And that spells sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Now here is Bill Brown, NBC News, Berlin.
West German economists now feel that the higher export taxes and the lower rates on imports to Germany will have little effect here, but will be beneficial to France. Germany is France's biggest customer. The 4% cut in import taxes will make French goods more competitive in price and should spur sales. German automobile manufacturers are unhappy about the 4% increase in export taxes, but they feel the added cost can be passed on to the buyer, especially in the United States. The export-import tax reshuffle plus stricter controls placed on foreign currency dealings are an indirect revaluation of the German mark. They are flexible and do not harm the domestic economy, which is booming, while they do offer hope of reducing the massive West German surplus of payments. The effects of these moves on the East Bloc countries have not yet been assessed, but they seem certain to be harmful. East Germany and the Soviet Union import vast quantities of goods from West Germany, and these prices will go up. Their exports to Germany, on the other hand, are relatively small, and little increase can be expected. Of course, the Soviets buy here in devious ways. For example, clothing items made in Israel are brought first to West Germany, relabeled, and then shipped to Russia. Both Israeli and West German goods frequently carry U.S. labels, even though they've never been closer to the United States than a West Berlin warehouse. Bill Brown, NBC News, Berlin.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events. Now, this word from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day, I called my State Farm agent. Hey, Phil, he said, I sure hope you're satisfied with the low cost of your State Farm fire and casualty homeowners policy. Yeah, I said, it's perfect protection for my sprawling ranch house. Ranch house, he said, I thought your house had two stories. That, Ralph, is the reason I called you.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Across the nation, great enthusiasm greeted the Bell System announcement. Long-distance interstate rates are lower all day Saturday in Augusta.
He's so excited about it. He's been in that telephone booth all day.
Okay, Carl, come on out. One, two.
3 hours ago on a New York stage, a famous canary said this about Saturday's low long-distance rates.
Cheap, cheap.
In Nashville, songs are being written.
Long distance, the next best thing to be in there.
And back in Augusta.
It's Carl. He's come out of the phone booth.
Run to him, Frieda.
Carl!
Say, ever hear of a culinary safe driving tip? I thought not. Well, in order not to get in trouble by driving while under the influence of turkey. That's right, turkey. Don't overeat on Thanksgiving Day before driving. But seriously, folks, overindulgence can make you drowsy and slow to respond. At least that's what a Carolina Motor Club executive warns. And he does it on the monitor beacon.
Don't cook tonight, call Chicken Daylight. Don't cook tonight, call Chicken Daylight.
There may be something worse than soggy chicken, but offhand, it's hard to think what it would be. That's one big reason why Chicken Delight is the overwhelming favorite by far. A secret batter recipe with a subtle blend of seasonings and an exclusive cooking process makes Chicken Delight taste just like homemade chicken. Brown and crisp outside, tender and delicious inside. And you can call up and have a Chicken Delight dinner delivered to your home, apartment, or office. Look in the white pages for the Chicken Delight store nearest you. Two Chicken Delight stores in this area are at 35 Preakness Shopping Center, Wayne, New Jersey, and at 30 Speedwell Avenue, Morristown, New Jersey.
Don't cook tonight, call Chicken Delight. Don't cook tonight, call Chicken Delight.
WNBC, Radio 66,
New York.
Gene Rayburn once again urging you to keep up with the now sounds of our times by tuning into Roscoe and his Now program. Not now, but Mondays through Fridays on NBC Radio. The Withered Music and the Withered People as guests, such more familiar monitor performers as Ed Ames and Sergio Mendes. So get with it with Now on weekdays on NBC Radio.
Who the real beer drinker is, look for the man who has the clear, distinctive bottle of Miller High Life. He knows
Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
On monitor now, Wichita lineman Glenn Campbell.
I am a lineman for the county. I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine.
Another tip for the home handyman. When painting windows, take a bar of softened soap and spread the soap over the glass right up to the frames. This will prevent the excess paint from sticking to the glass. And after the paint is dry, just wash the soap away and you'll have a sparkling, clean, fresh-painted window. Now, another handy tip for the homeowner. Use a vice grip locking wrench to make hundreds of household jobs easier. Vice grip looks like a pair of pliers with a bolt in its right leg. And once you've used it, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Want to drive screws into hardwood or pull headless nails? Easy as pie with vice grip. Need a clamp for holding pieces together while gluing, welding, or soldering? Vice grip is a clamp, a vise, a wrench, a pliers. Need to loosen rusty bolts? Vice grip locks on with a ton grip, makes turning easy. Vice grip is the handyman's friend, the non-handyman's lifesaver. Get a vice grip locking wrench under $3 at tool counters everywhere, but be sure the one you buy says Vice Grip right on the tool.
Mm-hmm.
one of their now Mitch Miller and friends with an all-inclusive greeting, Dear World.
Please take your medicine, dear world. Please keep your pressure down, dear world. Promise to thrive on each word your doctor speaks. He'll breathe the roses back to your cheeks.
Discusses retirement rumors next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Car Program.
This is Bob Hope, complete with hard top, fast back, and bucket seat, which is pretty appropriate since I'm going to talk about an exclusive from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care, and it comes as standard equipment on every Chrysler-built car. Customer Care covers more problems than a security blanket, and it starts from the time they fasten the first bolt on your brand-new car. When they say they don't build them like they used to, it's a cinch they're not talking about Chrysler Corporation. Because their quality control begins from the time your car is nothing more than a gleam in an engineer's eye. And everyone works with just one idea in mind, to see to it that the beauty of Chrysler-built cars is a lot more than only skin deep. And it sure pays off for both you and Chrysler. Because no matter how much the new models change from year to year, one thing at Chrysler stays the same. And that's the quality of the product. Why not sample it yourself? Try a little Customer Care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer soon.
Sports columnist Dick Young, writing in last Sunday's edition of the New York Daily News, said that Mickey Mantle of the New York Yankees planned to retire from baseball, the official announcement to be withheld until spring training. Mantle and the Yankees both denied the story. And when Mickey appeared this week in Atlanta, Monitor reporter Phil Schaefer spoke to him about it.
Well, Mickey, it didn't take you long to deny those reports about your retirement.
Well, first of all, Dick Young, I never did really say that I was going to quit. I just told Dick a lot of things that made him think that I was going to quit. He asked me about how tough it was to hit anymore, and I said that it was pretty tough for me. I hadn't hit 300 for 4 years, and also that I thought the strike zone was getting too tough. And I would imagine that listening to me talk, he would have probably thought that I wasn't even going to go to spring training, but I am going to go to spring training next year and try to play again.
What keeps you coming back to baseball every year?
Well, it's be pretty hard for me to make $100,000 someplace else. I never got out of high school hardly, and I'm not probably one of the brightest guys in the world, but things have started looking a little better for me, and I think that everything's going to be all right now.
Have you ever considered at all giving up your switch hitting, just going one way?
No, I haven't. I tried to hit right-handed against a couple of guys five or six years ago when we get way ahead of somebody like Washington or someone like that. I'd try to hit right-handed against some little guy that couldn't throw hard, and he'd throw me a curveball, and I'd fall out of the batter's box, so I never did even try it. I never would have tried it.
Of course, Denny McClain and Bob Gibson were named the most valuable players this year. Do you feel that pitchers should get this award?
Well, whenever you have years like they had, I think whenever you win 31 games, well, you should get the most valuable player award. There's no doubt in my mind that they wouldn't have won the pennant without him. So I think he's the biggest reason, and I think that he should win it. I don't think if a guy wins 20 games and loses 10, say, that he should be the most valuable player because they have an award for a pitcher like that. But whenever you have an outstanding year like that, I think you certainly deserve it. I think he did.
The Yankees had a very fine spurt toward the end of the season. Is this any indication of what might happen next year as far as the ball club is concerned?
Well, I think the Yankees have got one of the best young pitching staffs in the league. They named Stan Bonson the Rookie of the Year this year, and Mel Stottlemyre is one of the best right-handed pitchers. Those two guys are real good right-handers, and we have Fritz Peterson. Al Downing's coming back a little bit now. And we have real good pitching, and that's 90% of the game. So I think the Yankees are certainly first division and maybe a pennant winner material.
Well, we're happy that number 7 is going to be back again next year for the Yankees.
Well, I said I was going to try to come back. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. If I make the team, well, I'll stay. If I don't, I'm going to quit.
Thank you, Mickey Mantle. This is Phil Schaefer for Monitor Sports.
If you think a dollar isn't what it used to be, isn't what it used to be, isn't what it used to be. If you think a dollar isn't what it used to be, spend it on Campbell's soon.
A dollar still buys 14 servings of Campbell's chicken with rice. Lots of tender chicken, lots of rice, less than 7 cents a bowl, and good.
If you think a dollar isn't what it used to be, spend it on Campbell's soon.
Times with Hey Jude, and hey, lots of fine sounds are yours for just a listening to Monitor later today when Henry Morgan takes over as host. For instance, such guests as Gordon McRae, Mayor Carl Stokes of Cleveland, Brazil's Sergio Mendes, and lovable little Henry Gibson will be heard from. All this and more, including all the many Monitor features, sports, music, and news, some of the latter coming up at the top of the fast approaching new hour. Gene Rayburn, leaving you with just one last word. Stay.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.
In the event of a nuclear attack, the Civil Defense Fallout Shelter Program has the potential to save tens of millions of lives. In order to ensure the effectiveness of public shelters, the New York State Civil Defense Commission says trained personnel in the form of shelter managers will be needed. The Civil Defense Commission is offering a course in shelter management to New York State residents. If you're interested in receiving training that may save lives, contact your local Civil Defense Director.
The Beatles.
Look at all the lovely people.
Caterina Valenti.
Let him touch you and watch. What?
The Vogues.
The moon deserves the sky.
And WNBC's originals, Jack Hayes, Jim Gerhart, Charlie Brown, and yours truly, Big Wilson. Making the scene come true for you with more sound, more style all day on WNBC Radio 66, New York.
WNBC, New York.